Yo, what up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to the Dish Podcast. We don't have any special guests like Low on this week, so don't expect him to start bagging my Pistons or us to get any more extremely heated debates with his ignorant self. But
shots fired.
Yeah, I'm always taking shots.
That means he'll be back next week.
He probably will. You got to come and defend himself because I'm going to be taking shots at him all podcast long. But of course we got the usuals back with us, the co-hosts. First off, B-Souls, you want to say what's up?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. My mic is fixed for this week. Okay, I turned the gain knob down. We're good. We're good.
I should have told, when you were recording last week, I was like, wait, so B-Souls sounds kind of off. Maybe I should say something else. Like maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's his connection.
Oh, shit. It's all good. It's all good.
And then, we also got Dom. Want to say what's up?
Yo, what up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Domzo Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. How you guys doing?
Facts, facts. All right, so the playoffs are starting like 3-4 weeks, right? It's like a month away. Only 10 games left in these team seasons. And in the East, we pretty much know the 8 teams that are going to make it. It's the Raptors, Celtics, Cavs, Wizards, Pacers, Sixers, Bucks, and Heat. Of course, 3 through 8 is still to be determined what the seedings are going to be. But those are going to be the 8 teams in the playoffs. But in the West, from 4 to 10, really, anything could still happen.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. 5th, 6th, and the 7th seed are actually tied right now at 40 and 30. And the Pelicans are right there at 39. And actually, I think they just beat the Celtics, so they just went up to 40 and 32.
Yeah.
So it's 5 through 8 is tied, are tied in the standings. So it's crazy with the Clippers and the Nuggets only a couple games out, too. So what do you guys think is going to happen in the Western Conference? What teams are going to make it between like the Timberwolves, Spurs, Pelicans, Clippers, and Nuggets? Those are like the main wild cards I'd say right now. And I guess the Jazz too.
First of all, shout out to the Jazz, bro. They should not even be in the playoffs, bro. They lose Gordon Hayward
right now.
They their best player is a rookie, Donovan Mitchell. Gobert is out for half the season, and they're the 5th seed right now. Shouts to the Jazz, but
yo, how are they playing better with Donovan Mitchell as a star player than they ever did with Gordon Hayward?
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
They were better last year.
No.
Shots fired.
They've never had a stretch since Rudy Gobert came back. They're 22-4. They never had a stretch like that with Gordon Hayward.
I guess that's true.
What else can you say? Listen, facts are facts.
I'm just saying they're playing the best basketball that the Jazz have played in since I don't even it's been a long time.
You don't even know his name. That's how irrelevant he is now.
Oh,
just waiting
God.
For him to come back. I'm asleep.
I was thinking back to like if like a Darren Williams, Carlos Boozer ever had a better stretch. I was like, no, nah. But I guess maybe you go back to John Stockton, Karl Malone days.
Damn,
that's the new duo. The John Stockton, Karl Malone are the old Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
That's tough.
Wow,
that's how trash John Stockton is, bro. I'm joking.
Wow, that's tough.
Yo, they signed his son. The Jazz signed his son to a 10-day contract. Mm.
Watch people expect him to be John Stockton, bro.
That's terrible.
Right, just like Gary Payton Jr. is on the Bucks, I think, or something like that.
He's on the Lakers, isn't he, Dom?
I think we got him. Yeah, we got him.
Oh, damn. I knew he was on the Bucks earlier. I don't know. Guess they must have waived him.
They didn't give him another 10-day.
Anyways, though, so impressed with the Jazz, but what about the other teams like the Wolves, Spurs, Pelicans, Clippers, and Nuggets? Two of those teams aren't gonna make it.
Low key, the Nuggets might not make it. They lost to the Bulls, so
And they lost to the, who else was it? They lost to the Grizzlies yesterday. Grizzlies had a 19-game losing streak. Snapped it on them. That's crazy.
So even
they don't deserve to make it after that. They don't deserve to make it.
Yeah. Like, the games they're supposed to win, they can't even win those. So it's like, even if you look at their schedule, they might lose to teams that they're not supposed to. So that's why I'd say the Nuggets is one of them.
That's because, you know, one of the worst defensive teams in the league. That's happens.
Shout out to Jokic.
You rely on too much on your offense. You get dropped by the Grizzlies.
They were about to make the losing streak record, too.
Right. It's unfortunate they couldn't.
Unfortunate.
All right, so the Nuggets, they're probably not going to make it. They are the 10th seed. They're the furthest back, so that's very realistic, too. So now what about the Clippers, Pelicans, Spurs, and Wolves?
Is Kawhi coming back? Is Kawhi coming back?
I really don't think so. I mean, Popovich says if he wouldn't just bring him back in the playoffs, and time's ticking. You know, he basically hasn't played all season long.
Yeah.
Playoffs are 12 games away for them. He still hasn't been cleared by his doctors in New York.
Yeah.
So, I don't even think it makes sense for him to come back this year, because even if he does come back, their first round matchup is going to be the Rockets or the Warriors, most likely.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. So might be the Spurs. Might be the Spurs.
Clippers are, what, 2 games behind them right now.
Are the Clippers out of the playoffs right now?
Yeah, they're ninth. They're ninth right now.
They're ninth.
The Pelicans are 8th.
The thing about the Clippers is I don't think they have enough talent, too.
But they've been playing really well, though.
They have.
A lot of team ball. Is no, like, actual star player on that team, so
yo
just give it to Tobias.
I've been having a lot. I don't know why, but I had another weird dream. I had a dream, but first off, I had a dream about Zaza Pachulia dropping like 50 points in the first half of the finals early this week.
What?
50
It was actually 51 points in the first game of the finals. I had a dream that Zaza did that early this week. That was an interesting dream. But then last night, I had another dream. I had another basketball related dream. You're gonna call me a prop. If Zaza goes off for 51 points in the finals here, Dom, you had to give me your prophet nickname.
Prophet Zach.
Prophet Zach in the building. Okay, I like it.
But my other one was that I don't know how, but somehow next year the Los Angeles Clippers became the best team in the NBA.
That's why you know what? It's a dream. That's how you know it's a dream.
Yeah, you're messing up.
Like the Zaza, I can see. But
what?
And then it was like something about, it had something to do with Jerry West. People were going crazy about, that's all I remember. People were going crazy about Jerry West, and the Clippers became the best team in the NBA. That's all I remember.
Hey, man, that's how the prophecies happen. You don't understand them. They just happen, man. Listen, SDC might have seen something, guys. I wouldn't look by it.
74-8 next year. Just know.
All of a sudden, LeBron James decides to go to the Los Angeles Clippers. All of a sudden, AD gets a sign and trade. And it's like, what the? Wait. When did this happen?
He could have played with Chris Paul and James Harden, but Lou Will convinced him.
Montrezl Harrell met him in the LA hotel and thanked him for joining the team. And that'd be magical if LeBron actually made the Clippers a title. Tobias and LeBron. Oh, man.
Tobias, LeBron, and Austin Rivers. The new big three.
Lou Will said he needed bench scoring, and he said he can provide. No other team has that, he says.
Lou Will is great.
But
Dom, who do you think is gonna get bounced out, bro?
Of what, the West?
Yeah.
And you can call you can say it's the hate, but hey, it is what it is, man.
Yep.
I think it's gonna be the Thunder. Sorry, the Thunder? Man.
Chill.
Come on, listen, man.
They're like 3 games out the 8th seed.
Listen, man.
An extreme meltdown.
Look, all I'm saying is
Melo.
That man Melo's gonna mess it up for everybody. I blame Melo.
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 If the Thunder don't make it.
Nah, man, let me stop playing. Nah, it's the Clippers. I'm sorry. The Clippers are trash. Tobias is gonna get it.
Didn't
done,
make
man.
The playoffs. They had to trade Russ, let PG go. Well, I don't know what they're gonna do with Melo. They gotta stick with him.
Yeah.
Cause ain't nobody training for Melo. He might need to. He low key might need to retire after this contract is up.
He might just retire midway through, bro.
Chill out.
After this season, Melo, just hang it up. You've already damaged your reputation enough.
That's a fact.
Is Melo top 100 all time?
I tell him he is.
Are you sure?
He's like right outside the top 50.
I give him 105. I give him 105.
Oh my God.
105, man. He's not better than Reggie Miller. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
He's not better than Reggie Miller.
He's not better than Reggie.
He's not better than Reggie Miller. He's not. Tell me how he's better than Reggie Miller. Tell me how he is.
Tell me how Reggie is.
I mean, Reggie has some finals.
Hey, if Reggie was playing in this era, he would have been great.
I mean, Melo ain't got to a final. At least Reggie got to a finals. At least.
He wasn't even the best player on that team, bro.
Hey, man.
But he got there.
He got. I'm saying he was a key part. He was a key part. You had like Melo wasn't.
Melo was in the East. Melo was in the East.
I'm saying.
In 2013, though. When there was actually a juggernaut there in the Heat.
I mean, hey.
Fucking Reggie had to go through. Hey. Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker. Fuck out of here. Oh my God, we made it to the finals past Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker.
Antoine was dropping 20. Wait, is Melo better than Antoine Walker?
Are you really comparing Antoine Walker Celtics to the 2012 Heat? Oh my God. Fuck out of here, bro.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. Oh man.
So Antoine was putting up a solid 20 a game.
And LeBron was getting unanimous MVPs. What is
That's funny.
Antoine over Melo though.
I mean Loki.
What'd you say?
I said I'm taking Antoine over Melo.
Oh my God. Y'all so disrespectful.
How are we disrespectful?
Antoine's not even a Hall of Famer, bro.
Is Carmelo?
Yes. Oh my God.
How is he a Hall of Famer though? That's my question.
Olympics.
What do you do?
Olympics?
NCAA. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. What the hell? It's the Basketball Hall of Fame, bro.
Yeah, they need to make an NBA. They need to ditch that and make an NBA Hall
of
Fame.
Yeah, I'm saying,
and
bro.
This
that's
man
good.
About to be top 20 all time in scoring too. So pass Reggie.
Man, that don't mean nothing.
Oh my God. But those finals appearances do against Paul Pierce.
Michael Beasley could have been top 20 all time scoring.
Oh my God. But he ain't.
He said
Michael
out of all
Beasley.
People in the world, out of all the players, you decided to go, I'm not even on your side no more. I was on your side. Now I'm not on your side. You said Michael Beasley. Out of all the eligible players to name, you go Michael Beasley. I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah, join my side.
I'm on Beasley's side now.
You got Dom rooting for Carmelo now, bro.
You got Dom rooting for
Carmelo. Think about it. Think about it, man.
Oh no, never mind. I just heard that. No, said it out loud. Didn't
we're
sound
back.
Right.
We're back.
Back to reality.
But man, anyways, the Thunder gonna make it. They just need to, like, low key start Jerry and Grant over Carmelo Anthony, or even Patrick Patterson.
I would too. It's just Billy scared, bro.
Yeah, Mel's like, I ain't coming off no bench.
That's what I'm saying. Billy doesn't
him
want
it. He wants him and job. IT. Carmelo and Isaiah Thomas, you do on the same team.
That would be hilarious, bro. That'd be so
They
funny.
Both got that same mindset of, I was an all-star in this league. I ain't coming off no bench. Yeah, you see, Dwayne Wade willing to come off the bench.
That's a fact.
I mean, Dwayne Wade
waited to get traded.
I mean, I'm just saying, Dwayne Wade got a ring. He has class. You know, he knows what it takes to win.
Yeah.
He knows what it takes to win, you know? You don't learn that when you don't go to the finals.
Oh, that's crazy. No. When Melo and D-Wade take Chuck and Shaq's spot, bro, you're gonna hear this man Melo talk about how to win championships. And you know how Shaq was like, you know what, Chuck? You don't know anything. I won rings. That's gonna be D-Wade, bro.
That's gonna
be D-Wade.
That's crazy.
But you can't compare Melo to Chuck, though.
That's
disrespectful.
Low-key.
To Melo.
That's disrespectful.
I mean, Charles Barkley is the 90s version of Melo.
Chill out. The line has been drawn and you crossed it.
This is Josh Martin, co-host of Hollywood Hoops. Now, like a lot of you, I've tried a lot of these different meal kit services, delivery services, where they send meals to your house that you get to cook yourself. And every time I run into the same two problems. Number one, I don't eat meat, so my options are usually pretty limited. And number two, it just takes too long to make these meals sometimes. So I've been looking for a solution to those problems. And fortunately, I found one in Hungry Root. What Hungry Root does is deliver weekly boxes of healthy convenience foods that you can use to make a variety of inspiring, delicious dishes. All their food is plant-based and gluten-free and comes either ready to eat or ready in less than 15 minutes. You can choose to make the dishes according to their recipes or mix and match ingredients for additional flexibility. So Hungry Root offers over 75 dishes that you can make at home, like their fan favorite sweet potato pad Thai or their cult favorite almond chickpea cookie dough for $25 off each of your first two deliveries for a total savings of $50. Visit www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty, Almighty, at checkout. That's www.hungryroot.com and enter the code Almighty for $25 off each of your first two deliveries.
The fact that the Blazers are better than the Thunder this year. The Thunder were supposed to be a top three. People had them number two in the West.
People had them number two in the
Blazers.
They had them number two in the league.
The Blazers are better than the Thunder. That's crazy. The Blazers are the third seed in the West.
That's tough.
That's crazy. Yo, the Jazz might be the fourth seed in the West. Low-key, if this... I have a feeling the Jazz about to end up with the fourth seed.
The Jazz have been on fire, bro. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, they're going to pass the Thunder. That's facts. I mean, the Thunder have won six in a row, too, but...
Look, man, can we talk about this, bro? Dame or Russ, bro? Who's better?
Dame or Russ?
Yeah.
Russ.
If I had to pick a team, I'm taking Dame on my team.
I'm taking Dame.
I'm taking Russ over Dame. I'm taking sorry. Dame.
Why are you taking
Dame?
Why are you taking Dame?
I haven't really seen anything from Dame to like make me say he's better than Russ, honestly.
Yeah, the Blazers are better than the Thunder right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not on Russ's fault. Sorry.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, when you got Melo on your team, there's a lot of
Russ's fault.
That's not Russ's fault. He has Melo. I'm sorry.
If he's a good leader, bro.
He has Melo. You can't be. How you lead on a team with a vet that doesn't want to come off the bench when he's way past his prime? Come on, bro.
Russ needs to be the leader. Go to him, say you trash. You come.
That's
out
what
the
I'm
bench.
Saying. Hold him accountable. If you're a good leader.
I mean, hey, last time he held somebody accountable, they went to the best team in the league. I think he's traumatized.
Did he hold KD accountable?
No one was holding KD accountable for nothing.
Did he hold KD accountable for anything?
I'm just saying, Russ could have been saying anything to KD, and KD bitched off. So maybe he's scared.
How was Russ gonna say something to KD?
KD.
You can't hold KD accountable.
I mean,
back then I don't think Russ could have held KD accountable. I mean, I think
people view KD as a leader.
He was just as much at fault as KD for what happened. So.
Hey, man, and Melo is just as much his fault as anybody because he's Melo. So we all agree.
I'm just saying, Dame, I'm taking Dame. He's the better leader. I think I can trust him more.
Yeah.
Obviously, he comes through when it matters.
But that's the thing. That's the thing we were talking about, like, mean? In the Discord the whole week. If you give two players enough health, or the same amount of health, relatively speaking, and one player does more with it than the other, isn't that guy the better player?
Yeah. And Dame can play off-ball. Westbrook play off-ball? What do you do?
That's a bad boy. I'd be looking at Russ. Russ
doesn't play off-ball.
That dude just straight up stands. I'm like, yo, what the hell? Move.
No, he stands. He's got to wait to see where they're going to shoot it so he can go crash the offensive boards.
Get them rebounds, man. The rebounds,
low key,
bro.
Low key.
I'm taking Dame. That's no shots at Westbrook, but I can't imagine a situation where I'm not taking Dame over him.
What about
no what the team?
What about Kyrie?
I'm taking Kyrie.
I'll take Kyrie over Russ.
But not Dame?
But nigga, Dame's not better than Kyrie to me. So what do you mean?
But they're like on the same level, though.
They're on the same level.
Chill out.
They're not on the same level. What?
Wow.
What? No, they're not.
Don't disrespect Uncle Drew like that. Don't you disrespect Uncle Drew like that?
Bro, LeBron, what? your boy Bron literally
Damian
said he can.
Lillard wishes he was on the same level as Kyrie.
Your boy
Irving.
Bron
okay.
literally said that Dame is a superstar, bro. Come on now. That's your boy, Bron.
Dame is a
okay.
He took his he elevated.
I like Bron on the court. I don't. Just because he evaluates Dame talent don't mean I like that talent.
What's there not to like?
I mean, I didn't say there's nothing not to like. He's just not better than Kyrie Irving.
Why not?
I mean, how is he? How is he better?
It's not that he's better. He's on the same level, though.
Like, they're on the same tier.
I think he's a
tier
higher.
He's
a tier higher.
Tier higher?
Tier higher than
Dame. A tier higher is like Curry.
Honestly, the only tier higher than Kyrie is
Curry.
Steph. Yeah, Steph. So are we saying Dame is tier three?
I mean,
tier three is like John Wall.
Yeah, Dame's down with John Wall. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's tough.
You put
that's
Dame
tough.
And John Wall. That's crazy.
In the same tier. Yeah, they're in the same tier. They're tier three.
Maybe last year. That's crazy.
Nothing really changed for me with Dame between last year and this year. So, like. What are the numbers? What? Tell me some numbers from this year and last year. Like, how has right. is he a
but
dramatic
Dame
increase?
Was tier two
like,
last
since?
Year.
I'd say he was about the same as John Wall. Dame has stepped up this year, especially like as of like since the past 30 games, he's been averaging over 30 points, almost 32 points per game.
And
Kyrie not doing that.
And what do you mean? And
and what?
What else? Leading his team to the third seed in this?
He's shooting like well over 40% from deep, almost 50% from the field, 7 assists.
And?
Oh my God. What do you want to hear? What the hell? Do you want to hear rebounding numbers? I'm sorry. He doesn't rebound. What the hell?
I mean, at least give me some assists.
He said 7.
He said
like
steals.
He said 7.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Steals.
I didn't hear that.
Steals.
Give me some steals, man. Give me some numbers. Give me the whole stat line, man. I just said, give me the whole stat line. You know, he just went points. God. He threw me some shooting percentages. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the assists.
That's tough, bro.
Hey, listen, in my opinion, I like Kyrie Irving. That's just my opinion. Agree to disagree, I like Kyrie more.
I just don't
more.
See how you can come out and fly out and say Kyrie's better than Dame.
It's easy. It's like this. Kyrie's better than Dame.
Oh
you see that? You see
how you did it? It's not even that. Like, I think Kyrie's better, too. But they're not on the same level.
No, I think Dame's tier three.
I mean, you can have a serious debate on who's better with Kyrie and Dame. So I think they're on the same level.
I mean, hey, how close is tier? I didn't say the gap was big between tier two and tier three. Bro.
I mean, you can't argue that Kyrie and John Wall are who's better between them right now, can you?
What?
That's when you put Dame on John Wall's level.
Yeah, yes.
But. You can make an argument that Dame, who is better between Dame and Kyrie, but you can't make an argument for John Wall and Kyrie.
Eh. That's tough.
That's crazy. Tough. That's crazy, yo.
This man
that is tough.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, he's a Dame hater, Jimmy Butler.
I am. Yep. Hate them all. Ball hater. I hate all them niggas. I'm biased.
He said if you ain't a winner, you're a loser.
If you ain't first, you're last. That's how I look at it. I look at life like Ricky Bobby.
That's tough. But anyways, shout out to Damian Lillard. Shout out to the Blazers. You know, CJ McCollum probably going to get traded. But, you know, shout out to them.
Damn, whoa, hold up. You think CJ's going to get traded?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, they're not going to trade Dame. I mean, they still have... Chill. They're not going to trade Dame and keep CJ.
Why not?
That's a fact. Why not, bro? Why not?
Because Dame's better.
I mean, but you can get more for Dame.
What are you getting for Dame that's better than Dame, though?
I mean, but still, but the thing is, what's the gap between Dame and CJ? And then, depending on that...
It's a pretty sizable gap.
I'm going to say, I don't think sizable. The gap isn't that big, honestly.
Hey, y'all tripping.
I don't think it's that big, to be honest.
You know what? So, what are you getting for Dame? What are you getting for Dame that you're not getting for CJ? That's what I want to know.
Again, it depends on how big the gap is. Well, first of all, you're definitely getting more for Dame than CJ. It's just...
I mean... What do you possibly trade Damian Lillard for?
I mean, a wing? Wing guy?
Who? I need names.
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes.
I'm thinking of a wing guy that can score that'll be available. Harrison Barnes. Hold on, let me finish. They throw Harrison Barnes at you, maybe a future pick. Maybe even get you a nice big man to come off the bench.
What big man? What
for Dame? I mean, Dwight Powell, at least. The energy guy?
That trade. The Blazers just lost.
For just Dame. And they still got CJ.
The Blazers lose.
They didn't really give up anything.
What do you mean didn't really give up Dame?
I mean, other than Dame, obviously. I'm saying they're not giving up depth.
But,
not
really... but Harrison Barnes, a future draft pick.
And Dwight Powell.
And Dwight Powell is a fair trade for Dame.
I'm just saying you couldn't get that with CJ McCollum.
I'm sure you could.
I'm pretty sure you couldn't.
You could probably get more than that.
This guy. Those players and a pick, I don't think you can get. No.
What? That's insane.
Bezos, am I tripping? Tell me. If I'm tripping, I'm tripping.
I don't think he's tripping, bro. I'm sorry.
You think it's worth it too? Okay, Bezos. So repeat the trade again.
I said, for example, he said, what would they trade for? And I'm thinking of the Blazers. The one problem they have is they have no wing scorer to play off ball when you play with CJ McCollum and Dame Lillard. I said, first player I could think of in a bad situation that could get traded was Harrison Barnes. That, a first round pick or two, and Dwight Powell for just Dame. Maybe a second round pick to go with it.
If they need a wing that bad, you know, that might be worth it.
All right, Bezos. So let's say the Boston Celtics. So since Dame and Kyrie are on the same level,
right?
You think a package of Dwight Powell, Harrison Barnes, and a first round draft pick is a fair trade for Kyrie Irving?
But they're different situations, though.
No, answer the question. You think that's fair? Or you feel like no matter what the situation is.
But we're not comparing it like that.
We don't need a wing, though.
And we're not comparing it like that, again.
No matter what the situation.
You're ignoring a big factor, the fact that they have CJ McCollum, and that's the X factor in this situation.
That's a fact. Because if they trade Dame, they still have CJ.
Exactly. We're not saying they just trade everything away.
We got Terry Rozier, but, you know, he's not
CJ McCollum. You're saying that CJ McCollum, Dwight Powell, and Harrison Barnes is better than CJ and Dame.
Loki?
I mean...
No, I'm just saying in a situation where they both... One or the other need to be traded. I'd rather trade Dame.
I'm trading CJ. Oh my God. You don't trade a superstar to try and win a championship.
Dame is not a superstar. Chill out.
Jeez, Dame is a superstar.
Dame is not a superstar, bro. Chill out. You think Dame's a superstar?
Is Kyrie a superstar?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think Kyrie's a super?
I don't think Kyrie's a superstar. That destroyed your whole argument.
Well, that's on you. That's on, I don't know. You probably think, like, what, there's four superstars, like Kawhi, or five, maybe, if you throw an AD.
I mean, I don't think
Curry, Durant, LeBron, Kawhi, and AD. You don't think AD's a superstar?
I need to see more. I need to,
What is a super?
A superstar is a player that can be the best player on a championship team.
You don't think AD can be the best player on a championship team?
I haven't seen enough, bro. I'm sorry. I don't think Russ is a superstar.
That's tough.
That's real tough.
I don't think
so. If AD went to the Celtics aren't a championship team.
Can he be the best player and win? If he can do that, then, you know, I guess he's a superstar.
I'm so confused right now.
I think, okay. Look, the Thunder, right? The Thunder, they have a chance to win a championship, right?
Right.
But if they don't win, then I can't, you know.
Wait, the Thunder don't have a chance to win a championship. Hold up. That's not right. They don't got no chance.
I know. So, okay, so they don't have a chance. So, you know, Russ hasn't proven to me yet that he can be.
Yo, Bissell's got that. Who is it? Mark Cuban got the same definition of you as a superstar. That's crazy.
I think Kawhi's a superstar because he's already proven it. Kawhi, LeBron, KD, and Steph.
That's about it. Steph was never the best player in a championship team.
2015.
He never won Finals MVP. He didn't win. Andre Iguodala won Finals MVP.
He was still the best player. Come on now. Let's stop. That's like saying Larry Bird wasn't, you know, Cedric Maxwell won the Finals MVP. Come on now.
Hey, man. Cedric was the key component to winning that championship that year, bro. You're forgetting that.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Cornbread was the key.
Cornbread Maxwell.
You know he wasn't shit when they even get. You know they was supposed to like give like a car or some shit to whoever won that. They didn't even give him his car. That's how you know he wasn't shit. They had to get Larry Bird the car.
But the thing about that definition that's troubling is like, is Chauncey Billups a superstar? You know.
Yep.
Oh my god, this guy.
Yep.
Is Paul Pierce a superstar? So there's definitely counter arguments, but that's just. This is my definition for now.
Everyone got their own definition of superstar. To me, I think...
You got to be at least a top 10 player in the league. Come on now.
Right, again, who Paul are the top Pierce 10 players in the league right now? Who are the top 10 players in the league right now?
LeBron, Steph, KD. Right, that's three. Let's put in AD.
Four.
Let's put in James Harden.
Yeah, five.
Can I say Russ right now?
Is Russ better than Dame, though?
No, he's not. That's a negative. That is a negative. That's tough.
So okay. Dame might be top 10?
Dame.
I think Dame's top 10. Okay, you got Giannis, so that's six.
Okay, Giannis is in there. So that's six.
Okay, DeMar, seven.
Okay, DeMar. Kyrie?
All right, sure. You can put Kyrie.
That's eight. Let's put in Clay. Can we say Chris Paul?
For the people watching, we're talking about people that have played this year, so that's why we haven't had Kawhi yet.
Oh, so it was just this year?
Yeah.
He said top 10 this season.
Okay. Dame's. Jimmy Dame. Butler. Jimmy Butler. I put Jimmy over Dame this season. Come on.
That's close.
They were locked three seasons. Wiggins is just ass, you know. That's why they're not there.
That's close.
Okay, but it's arguable, even with Jimmy Butler,
let's say they win three more games that they lost recently. They're still basically tied with Portland. I mean, it'll still be gonna be close.
Loki this year, I'm taking Russ, bro. I'm taking Russ this year.
Russ over Dame?
Because it's only like a game and a half back, and I think Russ overall is putting up better statistics. And Dame isn't even like, numbers. He's not even that much efficient than Westbrook. So I'm putting Russ over them. That's nine, right? So he's like barely 10, bro. Barely 10.
He said he's hanging on with LeBron's last strand of hair to that number 10. That's crazy.
He said LeBron's. I'm asleep. All right. Did I leave up someone?
I don't think
we. Did I, that's like left. 10 or 11. Did I say Harden? I said Harden.
Yeah,
he's right?
at Harden.
Okay, yeah. so he's not top 10, bro. He's not top 10.
I mean, depends if you put him over Russ right now.
I'd put him over Russ.
I'm just saying, to be able to have the Blazers pretty comfortably in the third seed in the West, you gotta be better than. I mean, he has to be up there.
I mean, is it even comfortable? Because OKC is kind of.
I think it's pretty comfortable.
They're gaining ground a little bit.
But the Blazers are playing much better than the Thunder, so I think the gap could keep growing.
I guess.
They had to come from behind past OKC. And now they're still going up. Well, who knows what could happen with the Thunder. About the Warriors and their injuries they've been going through right now. Clay, Steph, and KD are all out probably for the next couple of weeks, so they're locked into the number two seed. There's no way to get it over the Rockets. Do you guys think this is concerning? Like, the injuries could be a reason they don't win the championship this year?
No, if it depends if it's nagging injuries, like if it continues in the playoffs. Like, if something that clearly holds him back. If not, then obviously it won't be a problem.
But I'm not too worried about Klay Thompson.
Really?
He had, like, I don't know. He had, like, what? Like, some broken, like, some really small broken thumb or something like that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a couple weeks and he's back. And he's been pretty durable his entire career so far.
That's true.
KD has had a couple of injuries. And so, you know, with him, it's kind of suspect. It seems like whenever he gets an injury, it's like the beginning of a string of injuries. And then Steph, of course, is the ankle. And they don't have both those guys healthy. Yeah, they don't have both those guys healthy. Clay and KD.
Clay and KD. I think it's just, if Steph.
I mean, Steph and KD. That's what I meant to say. Steph and KD. If one of those guys aren't healthy, they're not making it.
I feel like they can. I feel like legitimately they can. They can afford KD being injured, but I don't think they can afford Steph being injured. Like, I think Steph is that important.
They need Steph more.
Yeah.
But, like, right now, if they're healthy, even though the Rockets have been the best team, quote, in the regular season so far, I don't think anyone's seriously expecting the Rockets to beat the Warriors. But if they have Steph without KD, then the argument becomes there, but I still think the Warriors are a little favored. But if they don't have Steph, there's no way they're winning.
That's true. And another thing with the injuries, like we keep on talking about Steph's injuries. I don't hear enough people talking about Chris Paul. Like I feel like there's this thing in the media. It's just one sided with
Clipper curse.
Clipper curse.
I chop it up to the Clipper curse.
But at 07, he missed 18 games. In 2010, he only played 45. He was still with the Hornets.
I mean, he missed like a little stretch at the beginning of the season with like some hamstring thing or like some knee thing. But other than that, he's been fine.
But I feel it's almost every year that he has an injury.
But that was like playoffs. That was in the playoffs. It was Chris Paul and Blake Griffin every single year. That can't be a coincidence. They both
might be.
The Clippers had this reputation.
Nah, ain't no coincidence. That's a curse.
If he goes down this year, then we know. But this is like the test year. It's like the first year that we're like, all right, is it the Clipper curse or isn't it in the playoffs? See.
Hey, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think people talk about Chris Paul's injury enough. Like they're like focusing on Steph's. Like it's just Steph that can get injured.
Yeah,
at the top.
It's true. And also, it's just the Rockets are still just a big question mark in general, though. So that's That's why. Like, is James Harden actually going to choke again in the playoffs? Is he going to be good in the playoffs, or is he going to...
I'm not going to lie, bro. If James Harden chokes again, I might actually think he has a mental illness. I'm not going to lie, bro.
He can't handle the pressure.
Like, it might actually, like, be a medical problem at that point.
Yeah.
Because it happens every single year. Every single year.
Like, you might get, like, panic attack or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
And it's always in, like, it's always worse in the elimination games, too. That's what's really concerning.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's had, like, 10-plus turnovers in both of his last elimination games.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
He's like, scared of the big moment.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because he's the guy they go to when they need a bucket and when it needs to be a clutch shot, and he looks so confident. But when he gets to the playoffs.
In the regular season.
Yeah. That's true.
And their system revolves around him, too. That's what makes it worse. It's like, without James Harden, who are you running it around? And that's why Chris Paul helps, but you still need James Harden to perform.
Ooh, this is gonna be the season. This is Harden, three strikes, you're out. Can't choke this time.
Yeah.
That being said, if Harden and Chris Paul choke in the playoffs, do you think that eliminates them from the LeBron race in the offseason?
No.
You don't think so?
It depends who they choke to, honestly.
All right, the first round, let's say they choke real bad somehow, and who would they play right now? They would play the Pelicans. They lose to the Pelicans.
Then he going to L.A., confirmed. They choke against the Pelicans, boy. LeBron's like, I might as well go play with Lonzo. Like, what's the point? what's the point? You tell him I got to go do this with George Hill and fucking Rodney Hood. And you niggas can't even make it in his against the Pelicans? Against Rondo?
Hey, that's playoff Rondo, though. Chill out. Chill out.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, a.k.a. Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
You guys see the Cavs starting five yesterday? That was, like, this is looking like, what, 09? Cavs all over again.
Who they start?
Ante Zizek, Jeff Green, Jose Calderon, George Hill, and LeBron James.
Jesus Christ. Who's on the bench?
They had Holland, Smith, Perontis, and Clarkson.
Holland.
John Holland.
And then don't forget about London Perontis.
The hell is that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about him, bro. I'm sorry.
I forgot about him. I didn't even know about him.
He's played nine games this season, averaging 0.2 points, 0.6 assists.
0.2 points?
Might as well round it down, Basketball Reference. Come on now.
He ain't right, scored, so
if you want to round up and down, is 0 points. I guess you can round that up, 0.6 up to a rebound in one assist, I mean, and then zero rebounds.
That's pretty good.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, are the Cavs making it to the finals this year? It's a serious question.
Here we go.
Like, They got LeBron. They got LeBron. Oh, they're gonna have Kevin Love, but he hasn't never really performed in the playoffs.
So Dom, what you got, bro? They're making the finals.
Is this even? Why is this even a question? That's my question.
Why is this even a question?
It is a question.
Why is this?
Even you know they're making the finals, man.
Do I?
That's that flip switch, man.
Do I want to see them in the finals?
Think about the switch,
might not
right?
want.
LeBron flipped the switch, but so did Kyrie. Kyrie's not there, bro.
I mean, who else gonna lose? Jose Calderon gonna flip the switch?
So you're telling me Rodney Hood got the Switch now, bro?
Hey, man. George, you just need the blueprint, bro. Once LeBron shows you that blueprint, you got the Switch forever.
Yo, LeBron might have. He might be saving his blueprint for next season.
When he go to the Lakers. LeBron to L.A., baby. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he go to Philly before L.A. He go to Philly.
Why, though?
Why not?
What do you mean, why? They're better.
See, he would go to Philly instead of L.A. if he didn't want to play in the West. If he goes to the West, it's going to be because he wants to play in L.A., obviously.
Or Houston?
Nah, I don't think he wants to go to Houston.
As a matter, why would he choose L.A. over Philly?
Yeah, I don't see
because why. Look at it like this. If he goes to Houston, it's going to be James Harden and Chris Paul. Chris Paul's also going to be on a downfall with him. And who knows what the next step for LeBron James, what his downfall is going to be on the team. So why not go to a younger team that a team can pay? They can pay to have the guys that are actually good around you to keep them. So the guys like Ingram, Kuzma's, Lonzo's, if they decide to keep Randall, why would you could pay all those guys a max deal because we can go over the tax because we drafted those guys. No money issues. You just sign vets that want to play with LeBron. LeBron, hold on. LeBron shows them the way. You know, LeBron shows them the way. And now these guys are on the uptick. Their development, it starts to increase. You know, Lonzo's starting to
You think LeBron got development time?
Hey, man. Look, you never know. These guys are young. Listen, if you go and tell Kobe his second year in the league, hey, you have a chance to play with Michael Jordan. I bet you Kobe's eyes light up and he'll be the best version of himself he's ever been. Mm-hmm. If Jordan doesn't treat him like Kwame Brown. So you tell me Lonzo Ball, who looks up to LeBron, who patterns his game off the best asset of LeBron on I just want the W and I'll do everything I can to get my teammates involved and have that passing bug. Now Lonzo might get comfortable and want to take shots and be aggressive scoring because he sees the GOAT doing it beside him. He sees his favorite player doing it. He's in the gym with his favorite player, giving him motivation. Listen, it's just a plus for me. And, you know, you got Ingram. Ingram built his body up with LeBron James. You know, LeBron teaches these guys, shows them the way, and then as he's on the downfall, he's surrounded by all these guys that he's shown how to get better, worked with, and they, I'm not going to say carry him, but it makes it easier for him to transition. It's not hard. It's not like Jordan on the Wizards. It's not like Kobe carrying freaking D'Angelo Russell and whoever the hell else we had on the bench doing nothing. You know,
but why can't he do that in Philly?
Yeah, I'm saying.
See, again, like I said, if he wants to do it, if he wants to stay in the East, he'll go to Philly. If he wants to come out West, he'll go to LA.
Make more sense for him to go to Philly.
I mean, I never said it didn't. It doesn't make sense. Like I said, if he wants to stay in the East, he goes to Philly. I have no problem with that. I can see that. I probably was one of the first people when LeBron was talking about being a free agent that said going to Philly. And I remember a lot of people was like, nigga, what? Why? They have Ben Simmons. Why does that make sense? Bezos, hashtag exposed Bezos. I'm all for him going to Philly. But like I said, if he goes out West, it's definitely not.
So it's just the Rockets. It's just a conference thing.
Yep.
I can't see it. Unless it's Houston, I can't see why he'd want to go out West.
Like I said, man. Lakers are always competitive with the Warriors. I'm just saying, the Lakers are all LeBron has to do is find a team that's competitive. He can bring them over that edge, maybe get some vets out there. Now they got to take what it takes to beat them.
I don't think you get how good the West is, bro. He's never seen it. Never seen it, bro.
What happened?
I don't think LeBron has ever seen the West, bro. So it's not like the East where you can just get, you know, Mo Williams and go to the finals, you know.
I mean, that's why you don't got Mo Williams. That's why you got Lonzo Ball.
Oh my god.
Okay. That's why you got Brandon Ingram. That's why you got Kobe Kuzma.
Brandon Ingram. Oh my god.
Kobe Kuzma, bro.
I'll admit, they'll make it to the playoffs. We're talking about making the finals.
Yeah, but no, easily.
I mean, they won't make it to the finals the first year. Maybe not even the second year. That third year is when they strike with the iron.
That's when LeBron about to be what? 36?
Hey man, he'd have taught him everything. He's being competitive going to conference finals. I'm just saying.
That's how he wants to end his career, by teaching them something.
I mean, he's going out against a team winning the finals every year. I mean, what's the problem?
I mean, he could be in the finals.
Exactly. That's why he will stay in the East, because he could just be in the finals with the Sixers.
That's why I'm saying the Lakers aren't real.
I mean, but if he goes to the Sixers, why not go to the Lakers if he goes out West? Like, that's the same kind of positioning of teams.
Philly can have a chance to compete.
If he's going to go to the West, he'd want to compete in the West. It's not.
So he's not going to LA.
Listen though.
The Lakers are already a competitive team out West. We just don't win games. We don't have that leadership. LeBron brings that to get us plus 10 games, plus 12 games, plus whoever else decides to come with LeBron that might not sign the max deal. They might sign something smaller. You might have players that want to come play with LeBron in LA. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. So if we use these hypotheticals, LeBron comes, he brings help. I mean, look at Cleveland when he went back. They definitely weren't the best team in the East to go to. It definitely didn't make the most sense to go there.
But they were in the East because it's Cleveland.
I mean, again, like, that's the East. Cool. And if he wants to stay in the East, Philly, hands down, that's where I think he's going. But if he goes out West, why not go to the Lakers? They're a team that can match the Warriors tempo-wise. We match up good with them defensively. And over time, we'll get better because our guys will learn the defense. That's why I said the first or second year, we might not make it to the finals. But that third year, if this Warrior team is even still together, they'll be plagued by freaking fatigue. We could take them by the third year. I'm happy with the third year, you know, as long as we get there. So, Lonzo, he can match up with Curry. Lonzo's a good defender. He can keep up with Curry, and he has size, he has length. They can test the shot. Ingram is baby KD, size-wise. So if he fills out his frame, he's matching with Kevin Durant on the court. He's a guy that can actually stick him, hypothetically, if he doesn't turn to Ingram on defense. Wiggins on defense. Because Wiggins supposed to be a good defender, and now look at him. Minus 20.
Trash. 7 for 15.
Trash. And if Kyle Kuzma learns how to play a little bit of defense, we'll be a goddamn threat to the Warriors, in my opinion. But again, that's if he comes to the West. I think he'll stay out East. I think he'll go to Philly.
Yeah. Low-key? Blazers.
Low-key, no.
Hey, but if you're talking about the West, why not Phoenix?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Why not Phoenix?
You're talking about all the young players, right? They got young players. They're about to get DeAndre Ayton, probably.
But
they got blown out by the Warriors without Klay, Steph, and KD.
They don't compete. They got young players, right? But that's not the key to the argument.
LeBron, you can get another guy to come.
You got PJ, he's gonna go where PJ Tucker and Marquise Chris are taking cheap shots at Ricky Rubio.
Bezos is trying to play a little. He's trying to trick y'all, man. Don't listen to him. He's missing the key point of the argument. The Lakers are a young team out West that competes with everyone out West. That's the key to why he will pick the Lakers over a team like Houston. Yes, he can go to Houston and compete with the Warriors right now, but it's not a guarantee you're going to beat the Warriors right now. If you go to LA, you'll compete with the Warriors right now and eventually beat them.
I think him out of Houston right now is a guarantee that they
beat them. I don't think that's a guarantee that they beat them. Because I need to see James Harden in the playoffs. What if James Harden freezes again, what makes you think he's just going to switch up because he's playing with LeBron? He just froze up playing with everybody.
That takes the pressure off of him.
CP3 takes pressure off of him too. That was in college. His mom was in a hospital. He was mentally out of the game, bro. You're right.
LeBron was mentally out of the game in 2011, bro.
I don't know what the hell you think about Delonte West.
Probably.
That's a fact.
Like you and my mom's right now. He just FaceTimed me for the game.
You know what's crazy, bro? This man, D. Rose, is out playing Wiggins first game. That's crazy.
You said what?
Derrick Rose is out playing Andrew Wiggins first game. That's crazy.
Wait, Rose in the game?
Rose got 14 points in 18 minutes and 3 assists.
D. Rose is back.
D. Rose is back. Playing MVP high minutes already. Rose. He's already playing MVP high minutes. Rose.
MVP. Look at that. 14 points, 3 assists, and 17 minutes. D. Rose is back. See, that's you double those minutes, you get 28 points, 6 assists. MVP D. Rose back.
People that look at plus 30, plus 36. What is it? The
per 36.
Yeah, per 36. That's how they look at life.
All right. So you got 28 points and 6 assists, basically. Same thing.
Yo, anyone who uses per 36 when you argue basketball, I assume you play Dungeons and Dragons too, huh? Like, you're just a fucking fantasy lover. You just love fantasies, huh?
Yo, the Wolves actually came back, though. That's crazy, this game.
Did they? Oh, yeah, they did. They did. Hey, fun fact, James Harden is guarding. They put on James Harden, not Wiggins, bro. Fun fact.
Why.
Fun fact.
They put James Harden on who?
On Wiggins, bro. So they put their worst defender on Wiggins. That's tough.
That's tough. Wiggins getting traded. Wiggins getting traded. That's tough.
We're talking about a dude who's trash on defense, and they put their worst defender on you offensively. That's tough. I'm not gonna lie.
But they got probably who Wiggins guarding? Trevor.
When D Rose is on the court, that's tough.
Who's Wiggins guarding? Trevor Ariza?
Sure.
They'll rather have Jeff Teague on James Harden. They'd rather have Jeff Teague or D Rose on Harden.
As a matter of fact, let me watch this game real quick. Oh my god. I need to see these matchups, bro. My boy Wiggins, a lot of people have been tweeting me about him, bro. Yeah.
Yo, but he's sick of being behind Towns and Butler.
Well, I'm sick of him being behind Towns and Butler, too. They deserve better at us.
Low-key, would Kevin Love be a good fit?
I was thinking about that, too. Why not trade him back?
That would also help their bench. I mean, like, Taj Gibson gets to go to the bench. He's been good, but obviously...
I've been thinking about that, too. If LeBron does leave, why not trade K-Love back for Wiggins?
Right. They want a young player that they can, you know, help start build around. Whoever they draft, plus Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
They'll still have some nice...
Trey Young and Wiggins? Low-key?
That defense is going to be lit.
Or they get DeAndre Ayton.
They ain't getting that high of a pick.
And they're choking in the first round.
Never know.
You ain't going to like one or two. Oh, never mind. But the Rockets just put this game away. Never mind.
It all depends who gets that first or second pick.
That's, you know what's crazy? They got D. Rose guarding Harden instead of Wiggins. That's tough.
I called it.
That's tough.
How they gonna do that to D Rose? He gonna blow out his knees. Harden gonna cross him over and be over.
That's what I'm saying, bro. They're trying to get D Rose injured.
All right, guys, but I guess that's gonna do it for this episode of The Dish. Hope you guys cleaned your plates, ate up everything we spat out. I feel like I haven't said that in a while, but you know, you guys gotta eat our dirty dishes. I mean, you guys gotta clean our dirty dishes after we finish spin these facts. Make sure you use Dawn soap to clean them. And also tag them on Instagram, Twitter. Tell them to sponsor us. Send us a bag. We'll settle for how much we want to settle for.
300 racks. Large.
Each.
300 racks.
Each.
I mean, that's a lifetime sponsorship. That's a lifetime sponsorship, too, by the way.
Yeah, lifetime. You know, the only soap I'm using is Dawn soap.
All you got to do all is send us one bag each. You can come at my kitchen anytime. You will never find anything but Dawn, at least.
I'll get a Dawn tattoo right now for $300,000 on my back. Dawn.
I will, right now. I will get Dawn merchandise and wear it to school, bro. I don't care. I'm going to wear a Dawn hoodie. Yeah.
300 racks each.
A month.
All ones.
Oh, my God.
All ones, man.
That's Dawn. I can settle PayPal. I can settle PayPal, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, just make sure you send it as a friends and family so PayPal don't take a cut, but...
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, three hundred racks, and we straight for life.
That's a fact.
Anyways, doing the outros now. B-Souls, you want to say your outro?
Hey, thank y'all for coming out for another episode of The Dish. We're going to try to get some more guests on for the next upcoming weeks. Next week, we might try to do our award predictions or, you know, who we think is going to end up with the award this year. But again, thank you all for watching.
And then, Dom, you want to do your outro?
What episode is this?
I think it's 17.
17 episodes strong. 17. And we hit 80K recently. Shout out to all of you guys watching. We wouldn't be here without you. And, you know, at me on Snapchat because I always show you guys love. Shout out the Snapchat gang at me, Dom Church. And, yeah, we out. Episode 17. Gang, gang. 300K. 300 racks Dom tattoo on my thigh. Boom.
Come on. You guys heard it. Don't be tagged on. Tagged on everywhere.
That's a fact. And, that's a fact.
And MVP D Rose out. MVP D Rose is back.
Hey, before we leave, everyone that's seen that Brittany Griner IG live, please tag me on Twitter. We got to talk about it. We got, if you haven't seen Brittany Griner, she was on Instagram live with no shirt on. And honestly, wasn't surprised.
Not at all.
Looking like a young boy.
Young blood. I'm sorry.
She in the process. She in the process.
Honestly, she can use the men's locker room anytime she wanted with a shirt off, and no one would even bat an eye.
No one would think I was.
She is the first all natural transgender. It is crazy. The first biological transgender.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat. And your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.